USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden and Vice President Harris are in Atlanta to promote the American Rescue Act and speak with Asian community leaders after 8 people were shot to death there. They're also visiting the CDC, where coronavirus guidelines for opening schools are being revised. Tensions were high at the first face-to-face meeting between Biden administration officials and Chinese representatives. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken said China's behavior threatens global stability.
The United States relationship with China will be competitive where it should be, collaborative where it can be, adversarial where it must be.
Blinken's Chinese counterpart shot back, saying U.S. democracy is struggling and black Americans are being slaughtered. The State Department says private discussions that followed were substantive and serious. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard of cancel culture. They want to ban Dr. Seuss books from our schools. And some want monuments for George Washington and Thomas Jefferson removed. If you're fed up with cancel culture, watch Newsmax TV. Each night this week, Newsmax exposes the dangerous agenda of cancel culture. Tune in tonight for blockbuster shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stinchfield, Rob Schmidt, Sean Spicer, and Lindsay Keith. You'll be surprised by what you see. Everyone is talking about Newsmax, now America's fastest-growing cable news channel. It's on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your operator. Tell them you want it. Newsmax is also free on smart TVs like Samsung, LG, Vizio, and platforms like Roku, YouTube, Zumo, Pluto, and more. And download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch it anywhere. Every day, check Newsmax.com for breaking news and watch Newsmax TV for the news you need to know. Millions are watching. So can you.
The Department of Education has announced plans to roll back a Trump administration policy that granted only partial student loan relief to students that were defrauded by for-profit colleges. A senior education official said that the formula introduced by former Education Secretary Betsy DeVos was not granted an appropriate level of relief to borrowers. The department said it should eliminate about $1 billion in student loan debt relief from about 72,000 students. The Federal Reserve announced that it will not extend an emergency order given a year ago that eased the amount of capital banks were required to keep to counter potential economic hardships brought on by COVID-19. The Fed said it will allow the rule to expire at the end of March. Ordered in the early weeks of the crisis last year, the rule permitted U.S. banks to exclude treasuries and deposits with Fed banks from the calculation of its leverage ratios. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Senators John Cornyn and Ted Cruz will be leading a delegation to the U.S.-Mexico border on Friday the 26th amid a surge of illegal aliens. USA's John Clements reports.
The Biden administration has been blamed for the humanitarian crisis as thousands of children have been encouraged to come to the border despite the dangers. During a conference call, Senator John Cornyn spoke of those dangers.
The Border Patrol has told me that roughly a third of the women and girls who make their way into the United States have been sexually assaulted.
Senator Cornyn also told us many of the children come from countries that advocate America's destruction.
That just this year, they had detained people from 54 different countries at the Texas-Mexico border.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
If you thought last month's bitter cold was chillier than any February's in the past, you were right. It was. New data from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration puts February 2021 as the coldest in more than 30 years in the U.S., North America, Scandinavia, and Northern Asia were all significantly below average in temperatures last month. The central and eastern tropical Pacific Ocean, as well as Australia and parts of the southern oceans, were also notably colder during February than in previous years. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.